Yeah, Shime, you're right. Spot on. None of those 18, 19, 20, or 21-year-olds at Virginia Tech like that song at all.
Curtis, you smell that? That song stinks.
They're all like banging their heads up against walls.
Yes, they are. Yes, and they seem to love it. So
I got to give Greg a little bit of credit. Billboard did put out 10 artists who could play 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. On that list, at number 4, Metallica.
Yeah, hometown.
What other songs
makes
would they play?
Makes a lot of sense. Huh?
What other songs would they play?
Nothing good.
They would play One, I'm sure. They would play Give Me Fuel, Give Me Fire, Give Me That Which I Desire.
What about Lou Bega?
Psycho.
Mambo number 5?
That'd be great.
Give me such a headache.
Headache?
Yeah.
Well,
and
good music gives you a headache.
Let me tell you, Virginia Tech, one of my least favorite stadiums. For that part, they all, first of all, eating your mascot is a weird thing. Like, they all eat turkey legs the entire time. And then if they don't like something, they throw the turkey legs onto the field. Yeah. It's terrible.
Just got a text from Santo. It says, another headache, huh?
Nailed it.
They would be the first metal band to do a halftime show.
Yes, they would.
So that would be interesting.
Yeah. Wiggy's had some pretty good ones during the break for halftime, I have to say.
What did he say?
Post Malone was a very good pull for Wiggy.
I would be on board with Post Malone.
Yeah. He'd be great. And he would have so many guests that could come out with him. And then he said, Drake.
Drake's back now, too. He just did his interview. He's got a new album.
It's been all hip-hop for the last, I don't know.
I'll tell you.
10 years, maybe? Which I get it.
Not
popular genre, but let's bring rock and roll back.
Not like, 10 years. I mean, you got Usher's Not Hip Hop, Rihanna's.
Yes, Wiggy, it's in that space.
Okay,
like,
so you're saying.
I'm talking R&B hip hop.
R&B hip hop. Okay.
Greg wants some Jack and Diane.
All right. that I'm in for. You want to bring John Cougar out? Now I'm in.
John Cougar, Mellencamp, please.
Right. Yeah, Greg holds the Cougar. Thing.
So you'd have to go maybe back to 2020 when it was Shakira or 2019 Maroon 5, where it's like, you know, not kind of hip hop. But it seems like it's either hip hop or pop.
Yeah.
What about Jelly Roll?
Does he have enough bangers?
I don't think he has enough.
He could be like an addition to the main act, but I don't think he could be the
headliner. He would have to be like Post Malone, bring him out.
Correct.
My cousin Kate text me, Zac Brown Band would be good. That would be a country band. That would be good.
Yeah. How do they put on, like,
they
how
put
are
on
their
a good
concerts?
Show.
Okay.
They put on a good show.
Because you're going to have to put on a good show. People don't want to just see you stand up there with a guitar and just be singing songs. They want to see dancing.
As long as we're talking about college football again this morning, which we should be, how is it right that Florida State is fined $50,000 because of the kids rushing the field? Like, there's no possible way to control. What are you supposed to do? Like, suspend people from school?
Yeah,
like,
it's dumb.
And that's kind of light. Normally, they charge you
That's light?
Yeah,
that's
normally,
ridiculous.
I think that last year there was a couple teams that might have got charged, like, a couple hundred thousand. So that's normally light. Yeah, and there's nothing you could do when those kids start heading towards the field. What are you going to do? Yeah.
It's not going to stop the kids from doing it again.
Right. No.
$50,000 is nothing. For
the school probably is like, all right, whatever, we'll pay for it. You know, you have a massive win like that. Let the kids do it. You know, let them do it. Let them enjoy it. It's kind of tradition, bringing down the goalpost, that kind of thing. So, you know, just be careful, you know, if you're going down, that you don't want to get trampled.
And I love that after week one, the rankings are out in college football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or I guess week two, there was a brief week one. And Notre Dame's still top 10.
Ugh.
They're 0-1. Like, that is, for all the people that wonder why it is that they are consistently overrated, it's because they're always in the top 10 to start the year. They always lose their game one. It's usually on a neutral field against a good team, and they're still in the top 10.
Right. Well, it's because it was against a good team, so they're not going to fall that far.
How is Bama still in the top 25? They got smoked.
I know. Ohio State number 1, I assume.
Yes. Ohio State, Penn State, and
LSU, and then Georgia.
Yeah, the coaches poll have Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia,
and they have Texas ahead of Miami, who just beat Notre Dame, who's in the top 10.
Right.
And Texas
I'm looking
is 0-1.
AP top 25. They have Miami above Texas
in the coaches.
Yeah,
they have
coaches are the top. So it's, but Texas, they're also looking at Texas loss to Ohio State, which is a juggernaut of a team that, you know, who coming off a national championship last year, then that's why they're going to still be in the top 10.
978 text. Shime not liking Metallica as a 30-year-old man is wild, and I agree.
Wild. Don't know. It's they
shows
stink.
A genuine lack of appreciation for real music.
Oh yeah, yeah. I
added that part.
I love guys like Springsteen, and yet I don't have an appreciation for music because Metallica stinks.
Because
okay.
It's metal.
Okay, gotta, dude.
Yeah, you either like metal or you don't. Though that's the thing. It's
not metal. It's rock and roll. Like
Metallica is metal.
Yeah, it's metal.
I don't divide the genre. Like
I think you have to because it's the most polarizing genre in my
polarizing. Like, yeah. What are you, Tipper Gore? Like I mean,
she's not wrong.
It's polarizing. It's, like I could not sit through. And I sound like an old head. I could not sit through a Metallica show without like earplugs. It would be like it would give me such a headache.
You. Yeah, Metallica is straight up metal. You know,
very talented.
It's not
very
a talent. We're not saying they're not talented. It's just what type of music you like.
What do you want? Nickelback?
I mean, sure. Nickelback gets a bad rep. I don't know when Nickelback became the butt of the joke.
Creed did an electric halftime show. I think it was on like Thanksgiving for the Dallas Cowboys once. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
I know you're a huge Creed fan.
They're so back, too.
That's rock and roll.
Wait, so Creed is back and Metallica isn't?
Metallica stinks. Who's back and who's not?
What?
Didn't Metallica just have a show in Foxborough at the beginning of the summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we could get Korn if that dude comes with them.
Not the word I would use.
You think they bring back like an old school rock and roll band, like a Guns N' Roses or
along those lines? They're not good anymore live.
All right. So then I guess you're probably looking at Post Malone, Chris Brown, Drake.
Yeah. It's going to be Taylor Swift.
It seems like, based on what Roger Goodell said this morning, that it is finally happening for the Swifties. So, and that ensures that the NFL will fix every possible thing they can so that her soon-to-be husband is playing in the game as
Lock
well.
Lock it in. Goodell does not want that because if it is Taylor Swift and Kansas City gets there, that whole script thing, people are going to be like, Roger, what's going on here?
I think if she's halftime, I don't think they're in it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right.
What do you mean?
I don't think the Chiefs are making it to the Super Bowl this year regardless, but I think that...
Well, Shime is picking Buffalo, which is... I like the pick, but I thought for sure that you thought this was the Ravens' year.
Yeah, I think it's... too good of a storyline for people. It continues to make the Lamar Jackson debate a debate if he doesn't make a Super Bowl. So I think just for general talking public, I'm here for content.
Is it Baltimore?
The Bills being in the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl would be great content.
Is it Baltimore, Buffalo in the AFC, like as far as odds, more than Kansas City?
I think Baltimore is like the odds-on favorite to win it all. I might be wrong, but I'll double check.
All right. Because I feel like Kansas City is their kind. Not that they've stepped way down, but I feel like they are no longer the team in the AFC when it comes to Super Bowl odds.
How long has Josh Allen been in the league? 5 years?
No.
Or is it more than that?
I'll
tell you right now.
2019?
Yeah.
2018.
It's 7 years.
This is his seventh year. Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so the odds-on favorites right now, Bills and Ravens, both 6-1, Eagles 7-1, right. Chiefs 8.5-1.
All right. Same with Lamar, 2018. He was in that Josh Allen class, right?
Yeah, it was the end of that round.
Yeah, it is time for one of them two to get there. They've been the guys right now. We know it's been Patrick Mahomes as the guy, but he's done it. He's, you know, his resume has Super Bowls on it, wins on it, Super Bowl appearances on it. It is now time for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. One of them has to take the step and get to that Super Bowl.
I love that. Looking at those odds, I love the 49ers over 20-1.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good bargain, especially considering the amount of teams that have hosted Super Bowls recently.
And their schedule is an absolute cupcake in the regular season.
Right. I love cupcakes.
This is Steve from Douglas. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Shine, stop saying Metallica stinks. They have millions of fans around the world. They've been playing and been relevant for 40 years.
Yeah. Wow.
It's disrespectful and pathetic. If you don't like them, just say you don't like them. Don't say they stink.
Have you ever said a band stinks, Steve?
If I don't like a band, I say I don't like a band. If they're multi-platinum artists, I'll say I don't understand it. It's not my flavor.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to say they stink when there's millions and millions of people paying thousands of dollars over their lifetime to see them play live.
Cool. Yeah, I bet you've never said anything stinks before.
You're disrespectful
before.
And you're pathetic.
Thanks,
you're disrespectful and you're pathetic.
You're the person calling me pathetic. How pathetic are you? You call up a radio show to call me pathetic because you didn't like my music taste.
No, that's not what I said. I said,
that's exactly what you said.
No, being disrespectful.
That's not being disrespectful. I think they stink. I think their music is not good.
Disrespectful. It's disrespectful to them, and it's disrespectful
my personal
to the
opinion,
Rock and Roll
Steve.
Hall of Fame. It's disrespectful to millions of people for the past 40 years who love their music.
Yep, I'm the most disrespectful guy there is, Steve.
Yep. I think
it's disrespectful,
you're disrespectful in this instance. You're pathetic.
Yep.
You're pathetic.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
I think he's saying respect your elders,
right?
Which you do not do.
Right.
What do you mean I do not do?
You don't respect me.
I work for you every day.
Yeah. He does not respect you one bit. I get what Steve's saying, though. Like, maybe Shime's not, what do you call you, a moron or whatever?
I know, he called me pathetic.
Pathetic.
He's pathetic.
And disrespectful.
I don't like Taylor Swift, but I'm not going to be like,
I guarantee he's never said something stinks before. Yeah.
Because she's got like,
well, that's why I just said about Metallica.
You called her like a Montana 6.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously,
I don't think
Metallica is talented for the people that enjoy that music. Yeah.
But there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that enjoy that music.
That's fine. Enjoy it.
For a lot of years. Like, you can't say a band stinks when they've had 40 years.
Their music stinks.
Being in.
I mean, yeah, it's the word choice.
Yeah.
I mean, Arch Manning stinks.
Yeah.
Metallica.
No.
Metallica doesn't stink.
Bill Belichick stinks.
No. Like you,
too soon.
Oh, sorry.
You can't say somebody who's been putting out hits for 40 years, you can't say they stink.
Yeah, no, Greg definitely doesn't like hold his fingers over his nose when I play really popular songs that he just doesn't like. That never happens.
But who's that, though? Not somebody of 40 years.
That's because we beefed.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, that's somebody of like 40 years before.
No, who?
I've played many songs by popular.
Ooh.
He doesn't anytime you play Rush. There's a lot of people
who
love
Rush. Yeah, but he doesn't. Rush.
You are very, Greg, if we're being honest, you're disrespectful to Right Said Fred.
I feel like Rush is the Rush is the one anomaly.
Curtis, weren't you in, many people might not know this, weren't you in a Right Said Fred tribute band?
I was.
London.
I walked Abbey Road without clothes.
And I'm
you guys would go out, do your show, just play one song.
Yeah, we were used to get crowds under control.
Would you say thank you, London, while you were up there?
I did.
Thank you.
I said you're welcome.
Thank you.
And
I'm Morgan Wallen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Like, could you say something about where you are or about what motivated you to write the song or
an ex-girlfriend?
Maybe mention something about throwing a chair or something. Yeah. It's just thank you.
Have you ever thought about ending each show with that? Just thank you.
We should do that.
Yeah.
We'll do that today.
Please.
All right. Still to come, Hill Notes next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox had a wild one last night, beating the Guardians 11-7 with two outs in the eighth. An infield single from Alex Bregman broke the tie. Jarren Duran and Trevor Story followed that up with RBI doubles off Kate Smith for the guys' second four-run inning of the game. Justin Slayton earned the win with a perfect eighth inning. And Garrett Crochet, he went six innings in the start, giving up seven runs on nine hits while striking out four. Roman Anthony exited the game in the bottom of the fourth with a left oblique injury. We will keep you updated as he will undergo an MRI today. The Sox have another with the Guardians tonight. First pitch at 6:45. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. And the Patriots hosted seven free agents at Gillette yesterday. The Pats worked out wide receivers as well as defensive backs. They have practice today before the team gets set for week one against the Raiders on Sunday. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. And drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. Whether life takes you, wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We've got your Hill Notes coming up next.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10. We are back tomorrow with Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, at 6:45. And Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, and the front office report at 9. And hopefully a positive update on Roman Anthony after the MRI this morning. And that will hopefully come from Craig Breslow tomorrow. This is Dave from Nashua. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Greg. Can I tell a quick story before I get into what I called for?
Sure.
I met my wife's old school friends a couple weeks ago that moved to North Carolina 30 years ago, and I was talking about your show, and he listens to you on YouTube.
Really?
And I was like blown away by that.
Oh, yeah. What's the guy's name?
Oh,
you don't remember.
It's not for the first time. I'm sorry. His wife's name is Denise.
Okay. Well, hello to the husband of Denise in North Carolina who is watching the show on YouTube. And you can do that every single day, YouTube or Twitch. What are you calling about, Dave?
So I'm calling about the show that you guys recommended yesterday, Unknown Number.
Yes.
And I really got engulfed in this show. And at the end, the surprise to me was that the daughter wasn't more upset even upset with the mother.
Yes.
It just blew my mind.
Without giving too much away, Curtis did this as a lead this morning. We do leads at about 6:30, or at least start them at that time on the show. And I'm giving everybody time, as we used to do on the old program, to watch. And so, but yes, shocking.
Yep.
I said it earlier when Curtis was in the middle of his lead. 19 months in jail, that's it? For what this individual did?
Now, I looked it up after you said that because I wondered what Michelle Carter got because she went to jail for telling her boyfriend to kill himself. He did end up killing himself.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Michelle Carter is a completely different story.
Yeah.
She only went for 15 months. So I guess that's the going rate if you're sending those types of messages to somebody.
Yeah. Curtis made a great point about, and I don't know how you figure it out, but kids and phones, it's a giant issue. But it's also, Curtis, this is the dichotomy of the human being. It's also a great benefit to kids access to all of that.
Listen, the tablet is a lifesaver traveling with a 3-year-old. It is great. It is a huge benefit. But just like James can't have French fries for dinner, like you make decisions that are against in the moment, he's upset. But he doesn't understand it. Mm. And these kids that have these phones, there was nothing any of us in our life possessed that approximated what is currently on a smartphone until it came out and we were all grown. The kids that use this in isolation are able to be targeted in ways that we have no way of protecting them because it's in silence. Like, I'm sorry, be a parent that your kid hates for a week or two. And do the right thing by them. Don't enable this behavior.
Just got to monitor because you're going to get to a point where James is going to be 12 and you're probably going to get him a cell phone. And then you just got to monitor. I get it like when a kid's 5 or 6, like, you know, but usually it's that 11, 12 years old age where they start to get into that cell phone world. And that's, you know, you're going to get it because you're going to want to know where they are. You're going to want to kind of monitor them. You're going to want to be able to have them contact you back.
Unknown Number is what it's called. It's on Netflix. It takes the wildest turn, I think, that has ever been taken in any documentary I've ever seen in my life.
Same.
Shocking.
Yep.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
It's funny. Psychopaths. A woman that goes on a dating app just to get a free meal. Does she order a Diet Coke after she has a creme brulee?
Very interesting information from Courtney about red flags and dating a psychopath. Yep. And apparently, if a guy has an active profile on Hinge or Tinder or whatever it is these days, then he's a psychopath.
Yeah.
If he's down for a one-night stand and you have it with him, he's a psychopath. You're not a psychopath.
You're lowering your standards. Right. According to this study, I feel like people got upset with me. I'm just telling you what the study
According
says.
To the study.
I told you my husband would be considered a psychopath if this.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you guys spoil the show. Thanks an effing lot, guys.
We didn't spoil it.
Sounds like
I
you
don't
did.
Think we did. The caller may have sort of, but not really. Sort of.
I don't care if you play my hill note, but if you do, can you play it number third?
That was funny. That was funny.
Done. It was number third.
That was funny. Coming in at number third. Shoot.
Greg, I really got to commend you for that lead this morning. You know, it's not every boss that would come out there and make their coworkers feel much better like you did for Jackson this morning by having a completely wrong and a completely dumb lead like Jackson usually does every single time you guys let him have one. Great job, man. You're a hell of a boss.
Thank you.
What was your lead?
That was about Jordan visiting Bill on the sidelines. And
who forgets the leads more, Wiggy or Courtney?
probably tied.
I forget. It's so long ago. I mean, it was almost 4 hours ago.
I remember yours. I think it was about how the Red Sox have to do whatever they can to sign Shohei. Was that what it was?
Close. Okay. Almost.
It was a football lead today.
You're getting warmer.
The leads are skipping.
Yeah, you're getting warmer.
You remember Wiggy's?
Football lead.
See? And yours was...
I know.
Shimes was also a football lead. I think Shimes was just like, I'm excited.
No.
That was how I started. Thanks.
Well, no, I think that's what it
came out of my mouth.
Shimes did his picks for the season.
Yeah. Gave the Super Bowl pick, MVP pick.
You don't remember that?
No.
Remember he said the Buffalo Bills?
You're not listening. Like, you don't listen.
If I'm being honest, I am writing news during that. Right. And so I usually remember Curtis's because I just know that I'm next.
Yeah.
Curtis was about unknown number.
Yeah,
Wiggy, I remember yours. Travion Henderson should be number one on the depth chart.
Yep. Yeah. And yours was about the Bills winning the Super Bowl.
In what order does Courtney go with her lead?
I go third.
Yes.
Coming in at number third.
Coming in at number third.
The reason why Jordan went to go see Belichick during the game was that she heard the ice cream truck from a distance and was asking him if he could give her some money for an ice cream.
Is it true, because I've repeated this, Greg, you told the story at one point about your great late mom, that when you would hear the ice cream truck, she said that that sound meant they were out of ice cream?
Yes.
What a brilliant move.
It's a boss move right
there. That is so well done. Mm-hmm.
Boss
wow.
move.
Yeah, pretty smart on her part.
Yep. Right.
Think how much bigger you'd be if you were eating ice cream.
Yeah, when you guys see Curtis running, he's not really jogging. He's being chased by Angry Dave.
Haven't heard from Angry Principal Dave in a while.
He's been in Twitch today.
That's because we talked too much during the Hill Notes.
Yeah,
we never get to us.
Shine picked Ohio State this past weekend. I don't think Curtis picked correctly. Mm. And Shine said that Bill Belichick's UNC was going to get theirs behinds whooped, and they did. So maybe Shine's not wrong all the time. Maybe you just aren't paying attention to when Shime is right.
So I appreciate the support. I did not say no.
Sounds like
my
mom.
I did not say UNC was going to get their ass whooped. I picked UNC.
Oh,
so
did you?
I was 1-1. Yeah. So just to be fair, I did not say UNC was going to get smacked.
It's wild to go back and look at the insiders who were posting during that game and suggesting that Bill Belichick, after that first drive, that it was going to be brilliant what he was going to do. And like Skip Bayless and others are like, I knew it. The man, this season's going to be unbelievable for the Tar Heels.
Right. Like, it was like Notre Dame fans and Charlie Weiss when they almost beat USC. And they were like, he's revolutionized college coaching.
20 minutes after that, they turned off all their comments.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. When Greg Hill goes naked in the ocean, it's not called skinny dipping. It's called chunky dunking.
Oh, okay.
That's rude.
That came up for some reason this morning. I don't remember why.
Because you said...
It was about Jamaica.
Yeah,
we should do a show at Hedonism.
Yes, yes.
And you said Spaz went nude.
Yes, he did. And LB went nude.
Right. And then
LB would go nude a lot. LB walked into the studio one time, regular show nude.
Yeah.
No undies?
Yeah. That seems like an HR violation.
No undies. Yeah, just kind of stood there with his hand over his parts. Miss LB.
Courtney, I have an idea. Instead of using AI, just get your head in a dictionary so maybe you can pronounce some words.
Nailed it.
I had people who like could have pronounced some words.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm sure that guy graduated from Harvard.
They don't like they don't misspeak. Everybody misspeaks and uses words. Listen, that's how we speak outside. No one speaks with them. What was the words yesterday that Courtney? Ooh, I remember that. The news story about the big words that we're using.
ChatGPT.
Yes.
Yes.
Boost.
Surpass.
Since when is boost a big word?
Wasn't it boast?
Yeah, that's okay.
Was it boost or boast?
It was boast.
Okay. Well, since when is
neither
boost
here nor there.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of
made the point.
Hey, Guigo, did you happen to catch the North Carolina football game the other night? Remember when you used to call him a defensive genius? How about when you said Coach Coltails was the main reason they won all those Super Bowls? Print up those Coach Coltails t-shirts.
Is that Al?
Yeah.
Poor Bill.
I love Al.
He's got a bullseye on his back, man.
He's going to turn it around, though. Yeah,
well, the next 2 weeks, he should.
Yeah.
Against Charlotte and Richmond. But it's going to be week four when they play Clemson.
There's never going to be another moment where he has the captive audience of America the way he did on Monday night.
Right. So even if he wins the next two games, which they should, people are going to be like, all right, did he turn it around? Let's see how they do against Clemson.
I mean, if there's anybody, Curtis, who can go back to the drawing board and cook something up, it's the great Bill Belichick.
I mean, look at what he cooked up at halftime. What a great play call.
First game, just like Arch Manning, I'll give him a pass.
Yeah.
First game in college, you know, give him a pass.
By the way, his fall guy, Mike Lombardi. That'll be the first one off the Titanic.
Also, a pass is what his quarterback needed at some point in that game, other than the first series.
Well, now they're going to go with my former teammate son, Brad Johnson. Hopefully, they'll go with Max Johnson.
Oh, that's his son?
That is his son.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the kid who caught the touchdown, the other Johnson, that's his
Brad
other
Johnson,
son.
Super Bowl winner.
At least he can throw the ball.
Yeah. He's been pretty good. He went to, I think he started at, I want to say Mississippi State or Texas A&M, and he's kind of been pretty good. He had that horrific injury they talk about where he broke his leg. And I think that, you know, Bill will probably, you know, that's how Bill operates. He'll probably go with Max Johnson in week two. And then he'll play well against Charlotte. He'll play well against Richmond. And then let's see what he does against Clemson.
What did you make of the analysis that we got from Mike Vrabel yesterday on Bill and how long it takes to develop a college football team?
That kind of went everywhere.
Yeah. Yes.
But the way he started it was he thought that we were making fun of Bill, where I know Curtis was. But he stood up for him in the beginning. But then when you pushed him, he then brings up Urban Meyer.
I know.
I'm like, so what side are you?
It's a different situation, though, because remember, Urban Meyer had success at Florida for a number of years. I think he even won a national championship down there before he got to Ohio State.
Two
national championships. Bill, listen, coaching pro football is so much different than coaching college football. And that's the adjustment that he's going to have to make.
Well, he went on to say that. He talked about the different. I mean, Urban Meyer didn't have to deal with, you know, other programs that had more money and could get, you know.
But couldn't you make the argument that it's easier now to go in? Because before, guys on scholarship, you couldn't just get rid of 70 guys. Now he was able to bring in all of the people that he selected. He wasn't coaching another
guy. Right, but now you're getting all new guys, and it's different, right? Who's the greatest college football coach ever? Nick Saban. When Nick Saban went to Miami to coach the Dolphins, he was not very good in the pros. It's just the different element in an animal that you're dealing with, and it's going to take Bill time to. Problem is, he's 73 years old. How long is he going to do it for?
Is that it, Sean?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Thank you. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Well, I can't believe it. That's it. Flew by this morning.
Okay.
If you missed anything, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. And certainly, that is a way in which you can listen to this show and this station. If you are unable to listen on any of the radio stations that we have put together for you all over New England, how are the ratings in Springfield, Curtis? Have you seen any of those lately?
Man, like record setting for the morning show.
Great. That's good news.
Number one and then like adults.
Oh, fantastic. And with adults, men and women.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think we're killing it.
All right. We got to go, but Jones and Keefe coming up next. What chime?
Weather window. Weather window, real quick.
There may be people who are planning on getting a beach day in today. So let's open up the window world of Boston weather window. Curtis, what do we got out there?
70 degrees, perfect day in Boston. One of the top 10 days of the year. Going to be 78, partly sunny around 3 o'clock. Gorgeous, gorgeous day to go out there and play hooky and go golfing.
All right. Get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Tomorrow morning, Craig Breslow on the Boston Red Sox and Bill O'Brien on the Boston College Eagles.
Can't wait.
All right. See ya. Thanks for listening.
Woo-hoo. Now the time has come for leaving.